USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 51 illegal immigrants are dead after Texas law enforcement officials stopped and searched an 18-wheeler believed to be smuggling illegal immigrants into the United States Monday evening. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf joins Fox News and says what he calls open border policies are to blame.
You're going to continue to see tragedies like this where migrants are putting their hands, putting their lives in the hands of smugglers and traffickers and others that don't care about their lives because they need to get to the U.S. and they know that if they get there, they're not going to be removed.
An FDA advisory panel is voting to recommend updating COVID vaccines specifically designed to fight the Omicron variant. The panel voting 19-2-2 in favor of the decision to endorse Omicron-specific boosters. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The total number of people who died in yesterday's Amtrak crash in Missouri is now 4. The incident occurred when a train derailed after hitting a dump truck at a public crossing in Mendon, which is about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. Around 275 passengers were aboard the train. Russia must pay the economic and political price for its invasion of Ukraine. That's according to the Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, expressing the need to keep supporting Ukraine and putting pressure on Russia. Without an expected end to Russia's war, he said other nations need to hold their sanctions against the nation until it realizes it cannot control Ukraine. Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse underage girls. And it was a rough day on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 491 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The former Senate Sergeant-at-Arms who oversaw security during last year's Capitol attack has died. Michael Stenger had worked in the Secret Service for 35 years before joining the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms team in 2011, and then he was appointed to the post in 2018. Stenger stepped down from his position after Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell called for his resignation. He was 71 years old. A new museum that honors America's heroes is opening.
The Navy SEALs Museum opens on Long Island today in West Sayville. Gold Star mother Maureen Murphy on Fox News talks about the museum and her son, Lieutenant Michael P. Murphy.
I think this museum is great because it not only honors Mike, but it honors everybody on that wall there that, you know, there's service and sacrifice. And that's what I like about this. And also people from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, and the War on Terror.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Thousands are expected in Oxford, Mississippi Wednesday night as the Ole Miss Rebels will be honored with a parade and a rally after winning the NCAA Baseball National Championship. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.